There we go. Feel like Cooper Rush. Yeah, here we go. I thought it was a Dak thing. Guess not. It's a Dallas thing. Boy, Jerry Jones, tough game that week. He had to sit in a glass box, and there was just a guy from Philadelphia just standing over him, staring at him. A bit weird. But it is that time of the day, 9 o'clock on a Monday, but different. Josh Briscoe in studio.
Yeah.
Getting the palms ready.
How are you celebrating Carson Wentz's birthday?
Is it today?
I just got the push notification. Okay. The Chiefs are wishing Carson Wentz a very happy birthday. I wish him a very happy start.
They need to they absolutely need to announce right now that he's a starting quarterback. We all know it.
That'd be great.
Happy birthday, you're starting. Oh, great. Week's 18 against the No, dude, go do it.
I think Carson, I love that we ended up starting with Carson Wentz. I think he's going to be in the perfect headspace for this because he's been back there twiddling his thumbs through all of training camp, through all the regular season. He got just a taste before the Texans game. No, Carson. No. You don't know who you're behind.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if they had this conversation before he signed here to say, hey, listen, we may end up in one of these spots where week 18 is all yours. You do that, you show off, you make some money. Congratulations, you're the next, I don't know, Giants bridge quarterback maybe for next year.
That'd be funny.
I don't wish that on Carson Wentz. But.
No, but basically they just probably gave him Chase Daniels' number and they're like, go call this guy. He'll tell you exactly how this goes.
Yes. Hey, I have a really, really good and financially lucrative path for you to follow. Just don't screw it up.
And he did it a lot of places.
Yeah.
Right? So we were talking earlier, and I know that there's probably a lot of people that are sick of hearing it, but I don't care. Andy Reid should win Coach of the Year. And I think he can. I think the only way he can do it is backdoor cover. I think if Detroit beats Minnesota next week, and Andy beats Denver with backups and goes 16-1, he'll cover it from the very last moment. And then, you know, we had somebody tell us, like, Andy's expected to do this with Pat. Kevin O'Connell's doing this with Sam Darnold. Andy Reid's expected to win his division and be a notable contender for the number one seed in his conference. He's not expected to go 15-1. And if you're going to put all these pieces together, like, you look at Andy Reid's side of it, and you're like, left tackle, left guard, right tackle, corner, second corner, starting running back, starting wide receiver, kicker, right?
Is that all?
And what's expected?
Yes.
I also fear they're afraid of getting it wrong. Because how dare we? The first time ever the guy wins Coach of the Year and the team he beat, the guy that won Coach of the Year, wasn't even in the Super Bowl? And I know they do this before the season's over. But you have to potentially think that that's on the table. The Arrowhead Invitational is happening once again. So that, I don't know. And we don't have to do it. We'll get into this, what this year was. But there is a chance. But again, even going 15-1, he has to, like, miraculously, like, backdoor cover this award.
Yeah, I'm going to steal a little bit of this at some point in the next 4 hours from 10 to 2 because I was listening to you guys driving in, and I think it is not only the most regular season award, it is a regular season award that really does change the moment the playoffs begin. You can find a lot of guys who have been in contention, and rightfully so, who immediately flame out in the playoffs whenever the coaching gets real. Mm-hmm. Like, what you do from week 6 to 12, that matters because you're kind of stabilizing the dog days of your season.
Right.
But what you do at the end of the season, what you do propelling yourself into the playoffs is the only thing that actually matters. We could be in a situation where not only Andy Reid has the first and only three-peat in NFL history, he's won 4 Super Bowls in this path after being 20 years removed from his last Coach of the Year award. Like, it really is egregious in a way that I think eventually the voters ought to have a little bit of self-awareness about. I don't know if they ever will. And Kevin O'Connell is, you guys covered it, a totally legitimate candidate. But if I wanted to be cynical, I could say, yeah, Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid has Patrick Mahomes. KOC has Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison and Aaron Jones, and they've overcome some things on their own offensive line. But like, you can play that game. The funny thing, kind of the bummer thing about it, is that Mahomes is nowhere high in the MVP conversation right now, understandably. Andy Reid is always an outside guy in the Coach of the Year conversation. But if there was a quarterback head coach combo award, the Chiefs should have won it 5 years running now.
Yeah.
And they can win. Mahomes can win MVPs when he does crazy things. Andy Reid is not given a chance to exceed expectations unless they go undefeated. And they just missed that by one.
Right. Hollywood Brown, do you think he plays any at all this week?
I don't need him to.
I was going to say, I'm on that same page, Rick. I don't need to see it. It looks fine. It's not like he was, like, you know, paralyzed from the waist down half the season. I mean, just he was running. He was keeping his stamina up. And he he's worth maybe having a conversation like this week. Be like, hey, dude, I know a couple weeks off, but let's talk.
I think that hopefully they have had the kind of healthy relationship throughout this entire process between the team and you know, all of the doctors, obviously, and then his agent and keeping this in a place where it seems like the vibes have been good and he has had this late season target date for this long period of time. Mm-hmm. I would at least want to know that they're keeping that conversation very, very open for we're looking to see what you could do if we get this entire season we were expecting with you, you know, this year, what we could see going forward. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see him play. Because I think the argument on behalf of putting him out there would be to get a little more work with Mahomes, who shouldn't touch grass on Sunday. So I'm happy to see, really, I'll also give you my hand here. The only air quote starter I want to see on Sunday is DJ Humphreys. Let him play as much as he can, as much as you want him to, and then you can have that left tackle conversation. Nobody else in this team has anything to prove to me.
Not even Juwan Taylor?
No, I don't think so. Because
that's kind of embarrassing if everybody gets the day off and it's like 74, you're in. It's like, the hell?
Yeah, no, and I think especially having a little bit of a hamstring, right, nagging over this last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So I think you just put everybody on ice who you expect to start unless you're still trying to have that Humphreys conversation on the left side. Give Ethan Driscoll right tackle reps or give Wanya right tackle reps. He looked pretty good those few snaps in for Taylor. Guys who actually haven't played in a long period of time. I am in no way concerned about a 2-week rust period.
Do you think Andy has more fun with these type of games?
I don't know. I was wondering about this because I think...
Or is this where he's like, hey, Matt, go ahead.
Well, I think in years past, he's done that. And certainly times late in the season, he had Bieniemy calling plays, or at least he said he had him calling plays.
The only reverse order was Mahomes' rookie year, where it was like,
that's
Nagy
right,
was calling plays for the final four games.
That's
it was
right,
like a thing. And then it we're going to start Mahomes this week. He's like, hang on.
Andy was like, hey, I've had some plays that I've been drawing on napkins since the early 90s that I finally have a quarterback
correct,
who could execute those.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't. I think it would make sense. Whoa, I hit my volume knob and I got a lot louder, but I think everybody else is okay. I think it would make a lot of sense to say, hey, you know, again, Matt, I don't know that he's going to get real head coaching looks this year, nor do I think he should. But go ahead and get your little game plan in and read, and a lot of the other guys can look ahead to the playoff teams. The interesting thing here is the Broncos could be that playoff team that you see in a couple of weeks. Unlikely, but they're going to make the dance, probably.
Yeah.
Even though they've wasted a couple opportunities to just put that away.
Yeah, they just can't run into Slugworth on their way home with the gold. Because they have the ticket. They found it. You know, Charlie Bucket and everything. They found it. They're there. Everybody loses, they're in. They win, they're in. Either way, we were talking about this, and there was a conversation we had with Drew, who you'll know here in about 4 hours for 4 hours straight, man. It's there. Do you want to? Would you rather see Denver for a third time or Cincinnati?
I would rather see Denver for a third, second and a half time there. Mm-hmm. But I will. I was wondering if Drew and I would have a chance to crack this one open today. I think we will.
Yes.
I am not in any way subscribing to the idea that the Chiefs are afraid of the Bengals. I would rather see Denver than Cincinnati, because I think what Cincy can do on offense is legit enough that it can give you a little bit of a fright, even though that defense should also be a good foil for this Chiefs offense getting up the speed. But I would rather see the Bengals than Buffalo or Baltimore. And I feel like maybe that's the little bit of the cutoff. Maybe I'd rather see both AFC West teams than Cincinnati. But I think Cincy's on a level below Buffalo and Baltimore, which, again, I don't know if Bengals fans want to hear. I'll ask Drew in an hour.
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting, because the one thing I loved about it, now this was, you know, a little sodas deep on Saturday, but I'm like, man, if it's Cincinnati and the Chiefs again in the playoffs and Cincinnati loses, it's over. It's done. It's goodbye. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear anything. Go ahead.
We should already be in a place pretty near to that.
Oh, we're there.
It's the tweet. It's not inaccurate. I don't remember who it was that posted, but it was the team that's given the Chiefs the most trouble over the last half decade. It was once.
Yeah.
one meaningful game they got. And so it's not incorrect, because teams don't get one meaningful game against these Patrick Mahomes Chiefs. It's been literally Tom Brady and the Bengals that one time.
And
that was just a pretty long time ago.
And to be fair, that's the worst we've ever seen Mahomes.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't know what happened.
Dysfunction, weirdness happening all throughout that. And then the Chiefs have won two Super Bowls since then. They don't want to see the Bengals in the playoffs. I don't know. I think they'd be fine.
You may not want to see the Bengals in the playoffs, because
I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world. I don't know that anybody can stand on a field and watch Joe Burrow and say he's not the best player in the world.
I get it. Look, I love it, right? It's not the world.
No.
He's got the whole world in his hands. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
I guess you got to get, like,
I get
the alternative sounds maybe worse, but
that's the guy that says I have the hottest wife in the world.
Yeah, and just
I've seen Paulina Gretzky.
Is that that's your
no,
one? Okay. I mean, I just was curious. I mean, like, that's the name you pulled out of the sky, and it's
just from beautiness.
Sure, I mean, no, like, I get that.
Love is blind.
Yeah,
I don't know. Not the best player in the world. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. Like, I really don't understand that saying.
Incredible talent.
Yeah,
Joe Burrow, a beautiful quarterback. Don't compare him to Patrick Mahomes. It's not good for anybody now.
He's not even the best player in the NFL. According to them, it's Tyreek Hill.
Number one. I was trying to decide if I wanted to say that he's not even the best player on his own offense. I find myself being a pro Joe Burrow guy in Kansas City. Just being Jamar Chase.
Tyreek Hill.
Sorry. I was going back to No, Tyreek Hill definitely is.
Yeah.
No. I think it's Snoop, actually. I've been really impressed by the Snoop Huntley experience.
Yeah, it's great.
But, like, I don't know. I think Burrow gets a weird amount of hate because a lot of people, like, he's doing like cocky varsity quarterback attitude a lot of times. He wears weird clothes. It'd be a weird place for me to put my foot down on not liking somebody. And so, like, I kind of like his whole deal, and I kind of like him being a villain. Josh Allen is like this golden retriever quarterback superhero.
Right.
Let Joe Burrow be the moody, again, the opposing high school's quarterback in your Disney movie. I think he's good for that. You just don't have to say things like that, you know, about him being the best in the world.
Now he's got to be the best in the world. I had this in the back pocket for about 2 weeks. You had an Odyssey reference on one of our shows.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see Nolan's going to do it?
I did. I saw a lot of people being like, wow, he's...
It's going to be the journey part, I think, because it's Nolan. I don't think they're going to do the early of it that sets everything up.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I need a Cyclops for sure. Yeah, I need a Christopher Nolan. If there's not a Cyclops in the first trailer, I'm out.
Yeah.
But we're doing Oppenheimer, and then we're cutting it right before the bomb goes up. I need a Cyclops.
And this is what happens next. Credits. It's like, no.
Odyssey, part two.
Yeah.
Did you see Wicked?
I haven't yet, because I have a tough time sitting at one place for more than, obviously, four. I get up every segment. 3 hours, and it's only part one.
That's
what gets me.
And I mean, that's where I'm like, it was like when I watched Dune.
Yeah,
I
haven't seen Dune. I would love Dune. I haven't seen Dune because I got 6 hours to catch up on now.
Yeah.
I'm not made of time.
I mean, it's the same thing. I'm like, oh, this, because then when people are like, oh yeah, Dune 1, that's like this part of the first book. And I'm like, oh, so there's this much more? You have no idea. I'm like, all right, whatever.
If you're going to put it into a movie for me, let me just sit back and watch it. I should probably watch it. But that's what I didn't realize about Wicked, is that it's 2 hours and 40 American minutes.
Yeah.
And it's everything before the intermission from the play, which is like 2.5 hours long.
That's
the stage plays 2.5 hours.
That's
part one is 240.
That's right.
It's pretty good, though.
It's worth every minute. It's one of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
By the way, you should go see it.
Yeah, it's worth seeing.
It's
fun.
Damn good.
You get the large bag of popcorn, free refills.
Yeah.
I've seen it twice.
What's the drink of choice at a movie theater?
You've seen it twice?
Seen it twice.
I don't know if I could see it a second time in theaters.
That right there is like 5 hours and a lot of American minutes.
That's true. But you get to, I mean, you are just, you're defying gravity in your own way.
Absolutely,
you are ascending. You're rising out of your chair and just experiencing that moment.
Oh, I'm sure when he sits down, he's not really sitting down. Getting ready to start.
I was defying gravity for sure. I'll tell you what.
Most impressive stat over the three games in 11 days. By the way, it was 10, then it turned into 11. Chiefs outscored those opponents 77-36.
Woo!